All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to J-Pop Jewels versus the Blitz. Let's not talk about week two. We're just going to pretend week two didn't happen. And we're going straight into week three. Let's start off with Thursday night game. The Cleveland Browns taking down the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. Complete honesty, game went exactly the way I thought it was going to go. But I didn't expect it to be that big of a gap. I expected the Steelers to keep it close. Maybe somewhere between 3 to 5 points. I was expecting to lose by 8. But Jacoby Brissett played well, and unfortunately the Steelers defense just did not. But they will have a better chance next week going up against the Raiders, I feel. So hopefully the Steelers can turn it around. Next game, the Dolphins taking down the Bills 21-19. In this game, Tua did go down, but it seems like he's going to be back for next week. But as they have all season, the Dolphins offense showed up. And Jalen Waddle racked up 102 yards. Jalen Waddle is showing that he is a true number one for the Dolphins, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. But I also feel like this was just a little stumble for the Bills. They'll be back. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about the Bills whatsoever. Next game up, we have the Jets losing to the Bengals 27-12. Not a surprise at all. The Jets are a little bit of a mess right now. Hopefully they can pull it together, or else they might have a regime change again for the umpteenth time in the last 5 years. But good job for the Bengals getting a bounce back. They desperately needed it. They couldn't lose a game, a third game, especially not to the Jets. And then we have the Titans getting their first win of the season up against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are a little bit of a mess right now, too. 0-3. Definitely don't want to start your season 0-3, especially when you've had some winnable games, and especially when you lose a game 24-22. That hurts, takes a lot out of you, but hopefully the Raiders can bounce back. They have a game against the Steelers. It's possible for them to win, but it's also possible for them to lose. Very possible for them to lose. Next game up, Panthers taking down the Saints. I don't know what's going on with the Saints. The Saints should be much better than they are, and they damn sure shouldn't be losing to the Panthers of all people. I have no idea what's going on with Jameis Winston. He had a passer rating of 0 this game, and that's really hard to do. A passer rating of 0. I can't think of another time when that's ever happened. So the Saints need to get their shit together, because the Saints are too talented a team on paper to be losing games to the Panthers and to not be playing much better than they are. They need to be playing better football, or else they're going to find themselves in the bottom of the conference very easily. Next up, we have Bill Belichick's Patriots going down to the Ravens 37-26. Not too much of a surprise. The Ravens are a good team. Lamar Jackson is a legit quarterback, even though people seem to refuse to want to admit that he's a good quarterback, but he is. Mac Jones sadly did not play well. He had 4 turnover type plays, and he also got injured. They don't have a timetable on him yet, but he's definitely going to miss at least 2 to 3 weeks. There's no way he comes back within 2 weeks from the type of injury he has. But I hope he gets better soon, because the Patriots, they need him. Like, he's one of the brighter spots of their team, and without him, I don't see how they win too many more games. Then we have the Vikings taking down the Lions 28-24. Now, yes, the Vikings did win, but the Vikings could have easily lost this game, and they should have lost this game. I honestly feel like they got lucky that they won. The Lions had this game, and they just had a little bit of a bad flip go against them, and they lost, but they played well. Like I said, like I've been saying, the Lions play well. Like, they've been playing well all season, and they almost had the Vikings. So I'm not sure what to say about the Vikings, but the Lions are definitely on the come up. And then the next game, we have the Eagles versus the Washington Commanders. This was obviously a game that I had my eye on as an Eagles fan. The offense played so much better. Devonta Smith was involved. Miles Sanders got involved. A.J. Brown obviously also involved, but the biggest part of this game is actually the defense. The defense and the lack of Carson Wentz for the Commanders. Carson Wentz was sacked, I believe, it was 4 times in just the first quarter, 3 times in the first 5-ish minutes. It might have been 3 times in the first series. But he ended the game getting sacked 9 times. It's a good shit on the defense. It doesn't matter how bad an offensive line is, getting a quarterback 9 times is still a big accomplishment. But as far as Carson Wentz goes, I think his career might be over. I mean, you getting sacked that many times and then you lose 24-8, and I'm gonna say it was basically a blowout. All the Commanders' points came in like the last quarter, and they came at a point where basically the game didn't matter anymore. Two other points were from a safety, but the safety only really happened because the Eagles were at the 1 yard line after having stopped the Commanders from going for it on 4th and 1. So I don't really count those as points in my head. And then the other 6 came from a touchdown that, again, garbage time touchdown. So it was basically a shutout. And they really didn't get anything on the ground. And once the offense started rolling, the defense couldn't really stop them. But then the Eagles took their foot off the gas once they got the 24 points, which we do need to stop doing. But it was basically a wash after that, after the 24 points were scored. So I'm not sure what the Commanders are going to do, but I'm not sure if Carson's going to be the guy for them going forward. But good shit on the Eagles. Let's move on to next week. And let's upset alert here. The Colts take down the Chiefs 20-17. I saw highlights of this game. The Colts kind of kept Mahomes in check. He only had one touchdown pass, and he threw an interception. This was a little bit of a head scratcher for me. I was watching it and I was just surprised. Keeping Kansas City in check is hard to do, and I damn sure wasn't expecting the Colts to be able to do it. But hopefully this is a turnaround game for them. And in my opinion, they did, despite Matt Ryan still not playing up to the potential of what we thought he was going to be, having moved to a new team. But hopefully this is a turning point for them, because they are in a very winnable division and they have a very scary battle that's going to come up at some point, which we will get to in a few minutes. But next up is the Chicago Bears versus the Houston Texans. I'm not sure if the Bears are for real or if they just haven't played anybody that's like 100%, because they beat the Texans, but it was a 3-point victory. I feel like it should have been a little more than that, but a win is a win, and they did look pretty good. Their running back, Khalil Herbert, had to take over because David Montgomery got injured. He had 6 explosive runs, 8 first down runs, and he had 130 yards on the ground after contact, so that's a very bright spot for them. But again, this is the Texans, so I'm not entirely sure how to look at it. And yes, they had that win over the 49ers, and then that loss to Green Bay, but I'm not really sure what that means. I need to see a little more from the Bears before I can truly evaluate. However, I do want Justin Fields to succeed. I like Justin Fields. I think he has a high upside. I feel like he could be a force in that division if the Bears let him and if the Bears help him by building around him properly. But it's been so long since the Bears have been legitimately good, I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Next up, we have just a straight up beating by the Jaguars of the Chargers, 38-10. I know that Justin Herbert isn't 100%. The Chargers have some defensive injuries, but I can't find a explanation for 38-10 to the Jaguars. Either the Chargers are just nowhere near as good as they were last year, or the Jaguars are just scary fucking good. I guess I will find out personally next week, because the Jaguars are going to come up to Philly to take on the Eagles. Right now, that's a game that I have nightmares about at this point. But it's also a game that the Colts should have nightmares about, because if the Jaguars actually come in there and beat the Eagles, then I feel like the Jaguars are going to win their division, because I don't see the Colts being as good as the Jaguars. So that's going to be a game that Colts fans are going to have to keep an eye on, as well as Eagles fans. Next up, the Rams taking on the Cardinals. The Rams take them down 20-12. Again, this is a game that went how I thought it would, but I was expecting a bigger point differential. I don't expect the Rams to only beat the Cardinals by 8. I think maybe the Rams are still kind of rounding in the form after losing some players from the Super Bowl team. But I feel like they're going to continue to be on the upswing. I'm expecting a bigger margin of victory next time they face the Cardinals. Next up, another head-scratcher for me. Green Bay taking down the Buccaneers 14-12. I'm not sure what's going on with either of these offenses. I know Brady didn't really have any of his receivers because Mike Evans is suspended. I believe Godwin is injured. Gronk is still in retirement. But only 12 points. I'm not sure if that gets it done for the Bucs. They haven't really been able to score at the same clip as they had last year. They're not even scoring at the same clip as the rest of the league. Same thing with Green Bay. I'm not sure these low-scoring games really get it done if you come up against a team that can actually score points. Teams like the Eagles, teams like the Rams, teams like the Bears, apparently. I actually want to see what happens when Green Bay takes on the Lions. That's the next game I have circled as far as the NFC North. I feel like that's going to be an interesting game, and I want to see if the Lions can get it done. But both these teams have good quarterbacks, Brady and Rodgers, but their offenses are going to need to start doing something because that's not winning football. 14-12 isn't the kind of points that you need to be putting up in the playoffs, and damn sure not if you want to make it to the Super Bowl. Next game up, we have Atlanta taking on the Seahawks. Atlanta pulls out a win, 27-23. They almost gave this game away. We thought it was going to be typical Falcons, but they managed to pull it out and get a 4-point victory above the Seahawks. Not too surprising. It could have went either way as far as I'm concerned. But Geno Smith is playing kind of well, which is a surprise to me and some other people as well. But I'm not expecting Geno Smith to really lead the Seahawks anywhere. He isn't known as a team leader. He isn't known for being a quality quarterback exactly. He's a good backup, but I wouldn't list him as a starter. But it is what it is. The Seahawks are going to try to make it work. Hopefully they can get some wins. I do want Seattle to succeed as a team. I'm not really pulling for them playoff-wise, but I feel like the Seattle fans deserve something to cheer for. Just give them something to cheer for. Same thing with Atlanta. Atlanta's blown a lot of games in the last few years following that incredible Super Bowl collapse. They need something to cheer for, too. They're still going through their rebuild. I hope that they find something that works for them. I don't want them to be in the top picks because that means that they fucked their season, but they definitely need to find a franchise quarterback to replace Matt Ryan, and they need to get their shit back on track. Next game up, we have the Broncos and the 49ers. I listened to this game on the radio. 11-10 is not something I ever want to hear be the final score of a football game. 11-10, that's like a high-scoring baseball game. Not something you should hear for a football game. I don't know what to say. It was kind of a ill. Jimmy G versus... Just saying that it was Jimmy G involved and the 49ers only scored 10 points is kind of upsetting in and of itself. And then he got a safety because he backed out of the end zone and ran for like 3 seconds before throwing the ball, which is just ridiculous. But, 10 points, the 49ers, it's not going to get it done in your division. You got the Seahawks, you got the Rams, you got the Cardinals, 10 points, you got to do better. Even if it is against the Broncos, and the Broncos do have a good defense, you still got to do better than 10 points. And the Broncos only scoring 11 in their division with Russell Wilson going up against the Raiders, the Chiefs. And even though the Chargers aren't playing well right now, it's still the Chargers. You can't just be putting up 11 points. 11-10, both of these teams need to reevaluate how their offenses work. Apparently need to praise their defenses because you don't hold a team to under 14 points and not have a decent defensive showing. So good job on the defenses, but the offenses need to get their shit together because 11 to 10 is unacceptable. In the final game of the week that was played, the Cowboys versus the Giants. I feel like this was a wake-up game for the Giants fans. The Giants fans are riding way too high on themselves, being 2-0. I'm not saying that they should have been feeling bad about it, but they were talking about playoffs and winning the division. This was a wake-up call. They lost to the Cowboys 23-16, which should show them that they have some issues they need to deal with. Their defense played okay. Could have played a little better, but they played okay. The real issue was their offense. The offense didn't really put points on the board for them like that. Only 16 points. And for both teams, the points didn't come in the first half. The points came in the second half. But for Dallas, the issue is more that it's Cooper Rush and not Dak Prescott. Cooper Rush can't do some of the things Dak Prescott can do. So when Dak comes back, their offense is going to be better. Question is how much better, because they still don't have the receivers they would normally have. But Cooper Rush is playing good enough to keep them in games and he's managing games well, which is all they need him to do, because their defense is holding. Their defense is doing really good. Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence are doing their thing. That's really what shut down the Giants, was they just couldn't figure out how to keep those guys blocked or get the ball out of excuse me. They just couldn't figure out how to get the ball out fast enough and continue to score points. But it was a wake-up call for the Giants, and it was a much-needed win for the Cowboys to keep their season alive. So those were the games that happened for Week 3. Again, we're just going to ignore Week 2 because it didn't happen, as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to look ahead to Week 4. First game coming up today, 8:15, Dolphins versus Bengals. This is a toss-up game. It's a Thursday night game. It could go either way. I do lean towards the Dolphins, though, but I can see either team winning. Next game up, Sunday, 9:30. Game probably across the pond in England. It is going to be the Vikings versus the Saints. I'm always iffy about these games that happen 9:30 in the morning. You never know how teams are going to respond to the time difference. It's a difference in just their habits, the way they do things, because you're in a different place, you're waking up earlier, some of the things that you would normally do might be a little fucked up because you're doing a different time period, you know, all that shit. So it could go either way. Vikings and Saints, both these teams need to get their shit together. Both of them need this win. It's really just going to come down to who actually shows up and performs. And then later on, same day, Sunday, 1 p.m., Seahawks, Lions. Lions should take this hands down. Not even a debate in my head. If the Lions lose, it's a fucking problem. Seahawks don't really have enough in them to go into Detroit and win, as far as I'm concerned. We have the Jets taking on the Steelers. Looks like I was wrong with who the Steelers were going to take on. The Steelers should win this. The Jets aren't coordinated enough at this point. Like, they haven't meshed together enough to beat the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, he should be able to bring the Steelers back from a loss in the division. There's no doubt in my mind the Steelers win this game, hands down. It's in Pittsburgh. It should be an ass-whooping. You have the Bears going to face the Giants. Both these teams could use this game. I feel like they're pretty much in the same spot as far as, like, growth. But I feel that the Giants aren't trending up as big as the Bears are in my head. So I feel like the Giants will either win this close or they will lose to the Bears. Next, we got a division game, Titans versus Colts. Not sure how this one goes. Both teams are a little iffy at the moment in my head. Yes, they both won, but the Colts win might have been a little fluky. I'm not entirely sure what to say about it. The Titans squeaked by a little bit. So it's a little bit of a toss-up, but the game is in Indianapolis, so maybe that gives the Colts a little bit of an advantage. Maybe Matt Ryan feels a little more comfortable. He manages to pull off a win. Maybe they keep Derrick Henry in check. And if they can keep Derrick Henry in check, then they should be able to win. Next game on the docket, the Chargers going to Houston to face the Texans. the Chargers need to bounce back, but if they're still dealing with injuries, they could possibly lose to the Texans. I feel like if they did, that would kind of be the beginning of the end of their season. A few more losses like that, and it'll definitely keep you out of the playoffs in the AFC. It'll definitely keep you out of the division race in the AFC if they lose this game. Next up, got the Browns against the Falcons. If the Falcons can keep it together, then they should be able to squeak by, possibly. The Browns aren't world beaters by any means. It's totally a winnable game. It's really just, can Atlanta do what needs to be done? Next up, we have the Commanders going to Dallas facing the Cowboys. We're not even going to talk about that. The Cowboys should win. If they don't, they should be ashamed of themselves, and they should just call the season a wash right now. Next up, Jaguars-Eagles should be a good game based on how both teams have been playing. I'm expecting big things. I'm expecting either a high-scoring game or a very defensive game. It really depends on like when the defenses show up and if they show up. However, I am expecting the Eagles to win. We have more talent on paper, but football games are played on paper, so you never know what will and won't happen, but I'm expecting an Eagles win. I'm expecting a 3-7 point win. I'm not expecting a blowout. Next up, Bills Ravens. This could be an AFC championship preview. Both teams are really good. Both teams have really good quarterbacks. Both teams' defenses play well. It's in Baltimore. But even with that, I think I might give the advantage to the Bills. I feel like they're a little bit more of a complete team than the Ravens. I feel like the Ravens, it's more so, is Lamar going to play well? If so, we win. If not, then we lose. So I'm going to put my money on the Bills as far as a win goes there. And that's the end of the 1 p.m. games, which that's a lot of fucking 1 p.m. games. For the 4 o'clock games, first one up, Panthers-Cardinals. It's a little bit of a toss-up, too. The Cardinals can be good, they can be bad, we're really not sure, but the Panthers have kind of sort of been playing well, so I'm going to give the edge to the Panthers. It's in Carolina, we'll see what happens. If Kyler Murray can pull shit together, then yes, the Cardinals can definitely win, but I trust the Panthers more than I trust the Cardinals. Next up, Broncos-Raiders. This should be the Raiders' game to win. Russell Wilson hasn't been playing well since he went to Denver. I'm not sure if that's a knock on Russ or if it's a knock on the coach. But there's definitely enough wide receiver talent to the point where he should be able to win. But they just haven't been able to get it together. And the Raiders really need this bounce back game just for like their own motivation to turn their season around a little bit, get it trending upwards. But they definitely need this game. The Raiders badly need this game, and that's why I think they're going to get it. Next up, Patriots versus Packers. Like I said, I'm not sure if the Patriots win this game because of Mac Jones being injured. But if Mac Jones wasn't, I feel like they could definitely win. The Packers haven't been putting up points the same way. It's just their offense isn't the same. The offense isn't clicking the way it needs to be clicking, and I feel like that's a problem. But luckily for them, they get an injured Patriots team. So that should be the Packers game to win. To lose. Sorry. But I wish the Patriots had Mac Jones, because then I could err on the side of the Patriots, but they don't. And then the Sunday night game, the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. If Brady can't find a way to score points, then the Chiefs are going to whoop their ass. You can't put up low scoring. You can't have a low-scoring game against the Chiefs. That's not the way the Chiefs are built. The Chiefs are going to score points. And Brady is going to have to find somebody to get points on the board, or else Patrick Mahomes is going to just throw the ball all over the yard and run them out of Tampa or wherever they're playing, because they might not be playing in Tampa because of the storm. Next up, we have the Rams. And then last on the docket, we have the Rams taking on the 49ers on Monday Night Football. If the 49ers can't find a way to score points and Jimmy G keeps running into the back of his own end zone, then the Rams are going to just run roughshod all over the 49ers and take this division by storm. I do feel like this is the Rams game to lose, but the 49ers need to show something. And if the 49ers can show something, then it is definitely possible for them to win this game. But I don't see it happening just because of how dominant the Rams are and how wishy-washy the 49ers are at this moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is it for the week 3 review and the week 4 preview. Just give a quick rundown of where everybody stands. AFC East, you have the undefeated Bills, the 2-1, the undefeated Dolphins, sorry, it should be the undefeated Bills. Three undefeated Dolphins, 2-1 Bills, 1-2 Jets and Patriots. AFC West, 2-1 Chiefs, 2-1 Broncos, 1-2 Chargers, 0-3 Raiders. AFC North, 2-1 Browns and Ravens, and the 1-2 Steelers and Bengals. AFC South, you have the 2-1 Jaguars, the 1-1-1 Colts, the 1-2 Titans, and the 0-2-1 Texans. In the NFC East, you have the undefeated Eagles, the 2-1 Cowboys and Giants, and the 1-2 Commanders. NFC West, the 2-1 Rams, the 1-2 49ers, and 49ers, Cardinals, and Seahawks all sitting at 1-2. In the NFC North, you have the 2-1 Vikings, Packers, and Bears, and sadly the 1-2 Lions. And then in the NFC South, you have the 2-1 Bucks, and then the 1-2 Panthers, Saints, and Falcons. So we have a lot of teams within their divisions all sharing the same record. We're going to do a rundown of standings maybe every week just to keep up. The closer it gets to the playoffs, the more important those standings will be. But as of right now, there are a lot of divisions with just dead heats. NFC North, 3 teams, all with the same record. Same thing NFC South, except those records are losing records. NFC West, 3 teams with losing records sharing. A lot of it is happening in the NFC. In the AFC, there's only 2 teams per division like that, but we'll see how this goes, especially with it being a 17-game season. But that's it for this week, short week. Did this solo because of time constraints and scheduling issues. I wasn't able to get with Alphonsus, but next week, hopefully, we will be back with a full J-Pop Jewels versus the Blitz. Until then, I will see you guys next week. Enjoy the games.